Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you are one of our regular listeners, thank you for being loyal on this journey with us. And if you are a new listener, we welcome you and we invite you to check out our library of podcasts. And we've been podcasting here for several years. So we've got a nice little library built up with lots of great information. So we're so happy that we could be doing this. Obviously we're in this time of COVID, and there's been global impact on the entire world. Lots of changes, people setting new norms, and for us, we've been excited because it's given us an opportunity to get back to doing these podcasts, which we hadn't done for a while. Today we would like to take this special opportunity to talk to you about taking your colon to the gym.
Well, since we can't go to the gym.
Right.
Might as well take our colon to the gym.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So,
all
Tina,
things
go ahead and,
that you can do from the safety of your home.
Exactly. In social isolation.
Yeah. No, the topic came up because I had a couple patients this week that I had counseled on constipation. Mm-hmm. They're suffering from constipation. And every time I hear somebody suffering from constipation, one of the first things I ask them is, are you taking any of the over-the-counter medicines? Metamucil and Miralax and all these things. And yes, most of them have been popping these things for years. Some of these people have to take these things every day just mm-hmm. to have a bowel movement, which is just incredible to me. I can't believe that that it's that bad for people,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
So, but it is. And we have some patients who don't poop but once a week, once every other week. Like, again, I could not even imagine not pooping every day. Like, if I don't poop every other day, I'm hurting. So to go like a whole week or 2 weeks, like I can't imagine what that person's life is like, right? So anyway, one of the things that I try to teach them is that the more medicine you take, the harder it is for your colon to work properly. Mm-hmm. And I teach them about the fact that your colon is a muscle and its job is to squeeze and to get all the nutrients and liquid and all that out, so that by the time the liquid food that we talked about, a couple podcasts ago, goes from one side of the colon to the other, it becomes a formed stool. But if we're constipated, that means we've got this pile of stool sitting in the colon, basically getting backed up. Because remember, that's the other thing I tell people is that your GI tract is one long hollow tube from start to finish, right? So if that gets all backed up and you're still eating food, like the food's still in there, just getting more and more and more impacted in the colon. And if there's a lot of stool in there, there's nothing left to squeeze, right? It just, the colon kind of then sits there and it kind of gets lazy.
Well, it just gets so backed up that I think it makes it harder for it to do the squeezing, which in medical term we call the peristalsis. And I know that, sometimes patients will ask me about their peristalsis. So, and basically that's just a medical term meaning the motility, the squeeze of the motility that takes place in your intestine, which it's motility that takes place throughout the entire intestine. And so it makes it just harder as the colon continues to get fuller and more backed up with the stool to really function and move the way it should. And if you can imagine, it gets weighed down with the stool. I hear all the time, patients will tell me on the day of their colonoscopy that they lost 5 or 10 pounds after doing the prep. After doing the prep that cleans them out the day before.
Yeah. It's a lot of poop.
It is. 5 to 10 pounds
of poop. It's
yeah.
It's
so,
gross
yeah, it's like
it.
Pretty
yeah.
dense, pretty yeah. dense, the stool, and definitely has weight to it. So imagine imagine the weight of that stool sitting in your colon. You know, I mean, your colon is very, you know, it's soft, pliable tissue. It's like Tina said, it's a hollow tube, but it's very soft and it moves. It's got flexibility. And so you know, just imagine taking a long balloon and filling it up with water. I mean, what happens to it? It drags, right? It sags with the weight of the water. And so, you know, that can happen with our colon, also. And so, you know, the more backed up, the harder it is then to get that stool out.
Right. Yeah, so, and then they take medicine, right? And the medicine acts as a conduit, so to speak, to get the stool moving.
Exactly.
Right?
And there's different classes of medicines for constipation that we use. You know, there's laxatives, there's medicines that actually draw water into the intestine in hopes of making the stool a little more moist, and so that it'll hopefully come out easier. There's stimulants, laxatives there are stimulants that are out there. There's stool softeners. I mean, there's all sorts of classes of medicines out there.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, but it, you know, this, the more, again, the more that we take medicine, it's like a Band-Aid, right? Again, just like all medicines, a lot of times, the more that we take medicine, we're basically covering up the real issue, and we're not really helping our colon. I mean, yes, we're getting the stool out, but you're basically training your colon how not to do its job for you. The medicine is kind of doing its job, right? So over time, the colon can get lazy, and it kind of forgets, right, how to do its job. So somebody who's been on these medicines for a decade, for example, you know, they're like, there's no end in sight. You know, I'm just getting worse. I'm not getting better. So what I try to explain to them, it's like, we almost have to rebuild the colon back up. We have to retrain the colon, right? So the way that we do that is we do it by flooding the colon with water, right? And so you can do that in one of two ways. You can get colonics, for example, to flood the colon from the, you know, the other side, right? Not from the mouth, but from the anus. And the colonic is like, you know, for those of you that have never heard of colonics or colon hydrotherapy before, it's kind of like a glorified enema is the way I explain it. Because most people know what an enema is. I know we've talked about on previous podcasts, my grandmother used enemas like yeah, candy.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that was like back in their day, the enema was a very popular thing to do. Now, not so much, you know. But it's basically like you go to a spa type setting, you lay on a table, they insert a tube into your rectum, and you have water flowing in and flowing out, flowing in and flowing out. And basically, it's making the colon react to the water. I've got to squeeze, right? So that's one way. Now, obviously, we're in COVID right now, so you're not going to be going out to a spa type setting to get a colonic. So
I'm sorry to interrupt, but one more thing I do want to say is, before you do embark on doing colonics, make sure that if you are having issues or concerns with your colon, that you do see a gastroenterologist so that you can have a colonoscopy to make sure that there's nothing bad going on in your colon, okay? Because you absolutely, you know, that's, I mean, we're not in any way suggesting that you don't get that checked out. You have to get it checked out to make sure that there's nothing worrisome going on.
Well, yeah, and the other part of that is that the more stool you have built up in your colon, the more possibility of polyps.
Yeah, I mean, right, because stool is toxin. It's waste. I mean, the stool is waste that your body is getting rid of after food has been digested and all the nutrients have been absorbed, you know, in through the intestine, into the bloodstream. Then you've got the residual of it left, which is the waste, which is stool. And that's what poop is. And so it is toxin. And it's not healthy for it to be sitting there in the colon. And that in itself is a podcast of its own.
Right.
Because some people think that their colon is like a lead pipe and, you know, and that you've got stool sitting there and, oh, good, it's arrived. Now, you know, it can come out whenever, you know, and you'll be fine. But that's not true. I mean, again, like I said, your colon is live tissue. And so these toxins that are sitting there, you get these toxins that can get absorbed into the bloodstream through the you know, you've got blood vessels running through your entire colon. So you don't want that stool sitting there forever.
Right. Yeah. So what we call a reverse colonic is using the super salts, right. that we have, our electrolyte salts. And so we usually use, the salts are typically used to drink in your water during the day to kind of completely rehydrate the water, your body, completely and rehydrate your body.
Similar, and I just want to explain this, okay, because in the past week I have actually talked to people about the super salts and they're like, what's that? Mm-hmm. So just really quick, like Tina said, they're electrolyte salts. It's not table salt. It's not to be put on your food. They're electrolyte salts like what you would find in drinks like Gatorade and Powerade, except Gatorade and Powerade, you know, unfortunately are full of chemicals, dyes, sugar. These are pure electrolyte salts to help rehydrate your body that you would put in water.
Right.
Okay. So those are our super salts that, that we actually carry, and a lot of our patients and clients actually buy them and take them and they swear by them. Mm-hmm. But what does Tina mean by reverse colonic?
So one of the ways we use the salts is with people that have constipation is we'll have them, like normally there's a scooper inside the salts. It's a 1 teaspoon scooper. Normally we would encourage you to put a teaspoon of salt in every like 32 ounce water bottle that you drink throughout the day. So you're kind of drinking salts throughout the day. We would encourage you to drink anywhere from 2 to 4 scoops of salt per day, right? Mm-hmm. But again, you're drinking it throughout the day. The way you do the reverse colonic, and this is something that we like to do like when we come back from vacation, right? You're kind of doing a flush mm-hmm. of the system, is you take that 1 teaspoon of salt and you put it in like 3 ounces of water. So like a little bit of water, and you shoot it like a shot. And then you follow that with about 20 to 30 ounces of water within 15 minutes. So you're drinking a lot of water really fast, okay? And the idea there is that you're basically doing a flush of the system of this high electrolyte water. And what happens is that your colon kind of gets woken up, right? And it starts to squeeze and it starts to do the things that it's supposed to do, right, for you. So we call it taking your colon to the gym because it's a muscle, right? Mm-hmm. So you're giving it the tools it needs to start working out again, right? And getting it back into shape again. And some people who are severely constipated, these are the people that, you know, are pooping once every other week kind of thing. Sometimes it takes them a few days of doing the salt shot twice a day before they can start seeing the benefit of it. But most people that, I'm constipated here and there, you know, it's not all the time. If you do a salt shot, within hours, you're on the toilet having a bowel movement. And it's a safe way to have a bowel movement. And so we just really encourage people to use the salts in that way because it's just such a great tool to have and to retrain the colon.
Absolutely. Yeah. So take your colon to the gym. Even in COVID-19 during social isolation, you can do this anytime. And it really is a nice way to just kind of flush out your system. You're alkalizing your intestine and just kind of getting things jump started. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.